Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom. Giving you the answers to be free. Be free. Be free. 'Cause we're speaking freedom. And we're live online from KC.
You're doing your 30 years, period. Then we can talk about probation. So yeah, I mean, those are some of the rules that it's like, does that really reform a person?
No, not at all. You know, and there's a lot of people who need more than just being incarcerated to get their lives together. But you know, longer conversation for a later date. Let's talk about Kendrick Lamar. All signs are pointing to a new album is coming.
I don't want to talk about Kendrick Lamar on this, so I'm gonna have to miss that update. So they're talking about reform. Justice reform, the prison reform, and all of that. And I don't know what the first part of the conversation is or what initiated the conversation. But you heard what I tuned in on. So right before that, they was talking about how, you know, the prison system is a cycle. And most times when people get out of prison, you don't get a good job, because who wants to hire 9 times out of 10 a fugitive? Or a, not a fugitive, you're not on the run, you serve your time. Who wants to hire somebody with a record? Depending on what the record is, a lot of people will not hire somebody with a record. So it does put people in a bad situation. And now I will say that there are a lot of jails at prisons that will actually provide a lot of things for people to do to be more reformed, in a sense. But that slave, like, because you're working in there, if you get a job in there, and you only make a couple cents on the hour. But there's also other type of programs in there. Like my cousin, he been in jail for about 20 years almost already. He got 26 to life for some 26 to life type shit. My cousin is in jail for murder, kidnapping, some other shit, you know. One of the reasons why I left Ohio is because the person that he was accused of murdering, was a big dope nigga. Like, he was like the nigga in the city, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody knew this nigga. Like, this nigga was respected, you know, for the most part. Him and the people that he hung with, you know, where they used to hang at. So, when he went to jail, I kind of was like, damn, I hope that nobody come and try to kill me or get me, or, you know what I'm saying, do something to me because of what my cousin did. Which was, of course, after I left Ohio, but they had already had other type of, you know, stuff going on. So, you know, when your protection gone and they gone for something like that, you know, you think of retaliation. Of the people that were hurt, you know. And the crazy part is that the niggas that was related is niggas that I know, but I had been threatened before behind some street shit, so I just was like, anyways, back to the story at hand. So he created a program to help rehabilitate men and women in the prison system. It's called a 360 program. And like, so he's in jail doing something constructive. We just talked the other day and I was telling him, like, you know, no matter where you are, God will use you. Like, my cousin mouthpiece slick than a bitch, you know what I'm saying? Like, slicker than a bitch's wet ass pussy. That's how slick his mouth be. And I'm not in a bad way. He ain't finessing or doing nothing. The way he just talked, though, his vernacular is crazy. And, you know, like, I respect it. But because he's in there, that didn't mean that God was not going to use him and his presence and essence for something great. So he's in there and he's actually created a system that he wants to use in other prisons to help people, you know, kind of get their thought and their mindsets right. You know what I'm saying? The type shit that he write about, same type shit I be on. So you know where it's going. Aside from that, like, aside from reading books and all of that, like, other than that, you're in a crime university when you go to prison, because you around nothing but other motherfucking criminals, and everybody ain't trying to get their life together. A lot of people in there on the hustle and bustle, still making moves, you know what I mean? So when you put them in, when you put everybody in jail, there's no discretion. I mean, I know you got the difference between maximum, minimum, and, you know, like, low-level prisons. However, those people, you know what I'm saying, you never know who you putting people in there with still. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might get somebody to get charged for manslaughter that committed a vicious murder. You might get around somebody that you never knew about white collar type crimes, and now you around some criminals that's goddamn teaching you or then showed you some shit. So when you put people in prison, that doesn't fix the problem. If they actually have a real issue, then you need to help them work on their issues. So, and then it's crazy because you don't want to put psychologists or therapists in prisons, in which if that prisoner says something that can be used against them, they will have to report. However, there does need to be a peer support type of system in the prison system that allows people that are in prison that are interested in psychology, behavior science, and all of that, the older leader, mentor type people, you need to create a prison peer-to-peer program where you have someone that people can confide in. It's hard. The reason why it's hard is because you don't want to make anybody a target from knowing everybody's fucking information. You know what I'm saying? You're either the most powerful person or you'll be the most targeted person. But, damn, I'm going to the wrong place with the right idea in mind. But you will be able to give people the mental and emotional support they need. Everybody that goes to jail, they're not just in there by chance. They just, a majority, especially black people, they not in there just by chance. The only way they in there by chance is goddamn if they get caught selling some dope or something. And even that has a story behind it, because most people that begin to sell dope, they are selling dope because they're in a financial hardship. That financial hardship puts a strain on them and their family. Or their family. And when you put that type of strain on a person or their family, you're forcing them to try to provide. And you know what I'm saying, if you out here in the street, you getting baby mamas or shit, you could just be a good person and you grew up and now you 18 and your parent putting you out the house, and you know what I'm saying, what else are you gonna do? You can get a job, but is that job gonna be, you know what I'm saying, like, it's different in the street than if you just grow up and, you know what I'm saying, you ain't never touched ground. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's different type of influences, it's different type of opportunities, because selling drugs is an opportunity. It's the wrong opportunity for most unless they go through school and become a pharmacist. You know what I'm saying? Or if, like, now they have the weed industry, but just imagine how many black or non-black people, just imagine how many people in general are in prison right now for weed. And it's legal in a lot of places. That's crazy as fuck. But when you are put in a position where the stress and the pressure is on you, and what it makes you do will say a lot about you. So, you know what I'm saying? People that are just selling dope, they ain't necessarily out for nobody to be hurt. It's just, you know what I'm saying, the risk that people are taking. Kind of like with COVID. You know what I mean? or the COVID vaccine. But when you create a way for people to heal, you create a way for people to do more, be more, and see more in life, honestly. But you also create a way for them to work on themselves. If you in prison and you don't never address your issues, then guess what? You probably just in there either striving to survive or in there kicking up bobos like you enjoy that life. I mean, and at the time, you ain't got no choice but to enjoy it. And while you in there, you know what I'm saying? Make the best of it. I won't say enjoy because that seems like you want to be there. But you got to make the best of the bad situation. But when it comes to, like, education, they do offer different, like, GED and other type of little shit. I know because I've seen people get GEDs and other little shit in prison. But when they get out, if you can't get a good job, then it defeats the fucking purpose. Unless you're in there create entrepreneurs, but most people aren't in a place to really do that. They're not trying to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't know the first step in it, even though it's no different than selling dope. You just find a product that work and work that shit. Find your niche, bitch. I'm just playing. Get rich. Don't snitch. Not even a motherfucking little bit. Especially if you involved in it. Anyways, so when people get out and they get, you know what I'm saying, they trying to get a job, they got to work at, like, I don't want to say rinky dinky places, but they got to work at places that's not going to pay them well. And if, like he said, if you got to pay all those fees and all of that, you know what I'm saying, it just becomes more of a hindrance than anything else. Now, when she said that in one place you got to serve all your time, I don't necessarily disagree with a person serving all their time. Now, you should be able to get out for good behavior and that type of shit. But I don't like that people get out and be on probation, because probation is very demanding. It is very limiting. It is very, like, somebody can get mad at you for any little thing and say you violated. Or you could just get, you know what I'm saying, in a minor fender bender. And you could violate. You know what I'm saying? You could do pop willies in the street, nigga, like me. And violate your probation on some stupid shit. And I think that that's unfair. That's the part that I really, really don't like. You know what I'm saying? So, but if you serve your time, then you get out and you ain't got an answer to nobody. You free. I mean, the regular free that the rest of us got, but you know, even that ain't always free. Whew. Anyways, so yeah, rehabilitation is more important than just incarceration, because when you incarcerate somebody, you don't really help them. You're not helping them unless you have some type of a boot camp type of system. And even that is kind of what I believe that is in the prison system, but it just doesn't go over where it doesn't, you know what I'm saying, transition into real rehabilitation to where people are growing and
Speaking Freedom presents Good Head Group, providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight, brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. This is not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. This may contain and explain explicit content. please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Please join us daily for your inspiration and motivation.
We have the entire world to offer you at your fingertips. Your life enhancement coaching specialist. Thank you for choosing us to assist you in accomplishing your personal and professional goals. And have a beautiful day. In love, we trust. This is brought to you by Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you, and we love you.
Hi, I'm Casey, Dr. Casey to be exact, owner of Speaking Freedom LLC, Love Gang, and Good Head Group LLC. I am also a certified life coach and host of Speaking Freedom Radio and TV. Although I have recently became an ordained minister, please be aware that I am still me, raw and uncut, the way God made me and allowed life to shape me. I pray and expect God to use me for people who can receive the way I communicate, as well as my delivery. I am not for those who are already saved, religious, or super deep. I am for the leaders, hustlers, and street influencers around the world, including pimps, killers, drug dealers, and working girls. I am sharing my experiences and perspective to help someone be inspired to be better, and for those who can identify with the various aspects of my mindset. My mindset alone does not determine the status of any active connections or current relationships that have not already been specifically addressed. Additionally, these recordings should not be taken personally if I have not already spoken to you about the topic or expressed that I have an issue. These recordings are a part of my life's work to document my experience, perspective, and to see how life has shaped me. My plan in using my stories publicly and socially is to encourage growth in those who can identify with the experiences and find inspiration in my life to heal and overcome the path that they've been set on, no matter what they face, as according to the purpose of their soul, until healing takes place. Despite the experiences that I may have had with any person, sometimes known and unknown, I hold no grudges, no hate, no bitterness, or any other ill feelings against anyone. I pray that your life is whole and very fruitful. I forgive you, as I hope that you forgive me if I have wronged you or anyone that you know or anyone who listens to me. I pray that you have peace and extend the same grace to others. I have love for everyone, especially on a human level, despite flaws or experiences. But that doesn't mean that I will associate or be close to every human that I know or meet. I've experienced a very eventful life and truly believe that my mindset and story based on experiences could help those who identify with how I think and are looking for inspiration to grow further, go beyond hurt, and be great. I pray that these recordings bless you and your soul in every way and whatever way God has intended. Sending love and light to all. Thanks for listening. Achieve your dreams.